The main door swung suddenly open, and the three of them looked around sharply. Roderick took one look at the hooded figure in the doorway and got to his feet and bowed. DeGrange bowed, too. And Jordan suddenly realized who the figure must be. The newcomer moved slowly forward into the room, supported on the one side by Sir Gawain and on the other by a beautiful young woman. The hooded man raised a shaking hand and pushed back his robe's cowl to reveal Prince Victor's face. Jordan stared at him. It was the same face he'd first seen in Roderick's mirror back in Bannerwyck. It had the same sardonic features, the same crooked nose, and the same jet-black hair. But this man wore the face differently. There was a weak petulance in the mouth and eyes, and deep frown lines clustered together between the scowling eyebrows. His skin was very pale and slick with a sheen of fresh sweat. The woman at his side helped him into the nearest chair, and Jordan seized the chance to study her. She was tall for a woman, about 5'9" or 5'10", with a tight, boyish figure that was still openly sensual. She couldn't have been more than 19 or 20 and was brimming over with life and energy. She had a long mane of light brown hair that fell almost to her belt, pulled back from a sharply etched, intelligent face. She was beautiful and graceful, but Jordan felt a sudden chill when she looked up suddenly and their eyes met. He saw ambition written clearly in her face, together with a ruthless determination. In that moment, Jordan knew her mind as though he'd known her for years, and in a way, he had. She had the look of every hard-edged leading lady he'd ever worked with, the kind of woman who always made sure no one else in the cast sang better than she did. When she broke the gaze and looked away, he felt almost relieved. There was an unwavering strength that burned in her like a bright flame, implicit in every move she made. Jordan didn't need to be told who she was. She had to be the Lady Heather Tawney, the latest love in Victor's life. Prince Victor finally got himself settled comfortably and looked hard at Jordan.
Come closer. Let me look at you. Oh, it's a strange thing to see your own face on another man's body.
Jordan moved forward obediently and stood before the prince's chair, letting Victor and Heather look him over. Their eyes weighed and measured him as impersonally as a butcher judging a side of beef.
Say something.
I am happy to meet you, Your Highness. I hope I meet with your approval.
He looks all right, but his voice is too high. I don't sound like that.
Hush, Victor dear. His voice is perfect. With some practice, I'm sure he'll sound just like you.
Victor shrugged, but said nothing more. Jordan looked to Roderick for a cue, but the Count avoided his eyes. Jordan looked back at the prince. There was no doubt that the man's illness was eating away at him inside. He didn't look to have lost much weight, but his feebleness was apparent in every shaky movement. The Lady Heather patted Victor comfortingly on the arm and glared at Roderick and DeGrange.
It's been weeks since Victor first fell ill, and you still haven't found out what's causing it. How much longer is it going to take?
We're doing everything we can. Our magicians are adamant there's no trace of any sorceress attack. Not even anything as vague as a curse. The new quarters we've moved him to are a closely guarded secret and a warded against every kind of magic. He couldn't be any safer if he was in a sanctuary. In fact, right now, Prince Victor is probably the most securely guarded person in Castle Midnight, and that includes the regent. His food is prepared freshly every day under Robert Argent's supervision. Up until he left with Count Roderick, Argent even went so far as to taste the prince's food first in his presence. Since Argent is still well, I think we can rule out poison. I don't see what else security can do, my Lady Heather. As far as any of us can tell, Prince Victor has simply contracted a rather nasty illness. And that is the province of the castle's surgeons, not security.
The surgeons are doing everything they can, Heather. We all are. It's only a matter of time.
Gawain tells me we're no nearer finding the crown and the seal. Are you sure you've checked all the places I suggested?
Yes, Your Highness. There's still no sign of them. But then again, there's nothing to suggest your brothers are any closer to finding them either.
They've got to be here somewhere. I thought I knew all Dad's secret hiding places, but then anything I'd know, Louis and Dominic would know.
Wait a minute. I've just had an idea. Castle Midnight is lousy with ghosts, right? So why don't we just call up King Malcolm's ghost and ask him where he hid the crown and seal?
Everyone in the room looked at him with varying degrees of exasperation.
Don't you think we would have already done it, if it was at all possible? All members of the royal line are protected by spells from their birth, precisely to make sure that their rest won't be disturbed once they've died. There's nothing like everyday contact with ghosts to make you very determined never to become one.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Everything's getting out of hand, and I'm helpless to do anything about it. Oh, well, just means we'll have to work harder, that's all. Roderick, they tell me Dominic's been busy at court. He and his tame bitch Elizabeth. He's making too many friends. We can't allow that. You, actor.
Yes, Your Highness.
Do you think you're up to appearing as me in court?
I'm ready, Your Highness. What do you want me to do?
Sway some of those fools at court over to our side. Be calm and charming and persuasive. Promise them anything for now. Roderick, dig up all the dirt you can on Dominic and see that it reaches the right ears. If you can't find anything nasty enough, invent something. We haven't time to be fussy. Lewis has magic on his side, with Ironheart and the monk. Dominic has Elizabeth's cunning, which is no less competent for all its deviousness, and both Lewis and Dominic have a great many guards and men-at-arms under their command. I have one company of guards, a little sorcery, and damn all support at court. All of which means we have to work twice as hard and twice as dirty just to stay in the race.
He cocked a sardonic eye at Jordan.
You look surprised, actor. My body may be ill, but I assure you that my mind is still sound.